Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Kernig. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musil. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Urban Shocker. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Urban Shocker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs juggles the ball. That's an error on Combs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Kernig moves to second. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield bunts towards the mound. Shocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Bengo and he is safe. Hunfield steals second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive towards short. Kernig can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hunfield scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Bengo and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musil takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lyons. Musil moves to third. Lazzari moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm can't make a play. That's a base hit. Musil scores. Lazare moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause fires to third and picks off Lazare. Two outs. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker takes first base on ball four. Bengo moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Shocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Falk moves to third. Ward moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare fields it and throws to home to get Falk. Ward moves to third. Clancy moves to second. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward tags and scores. Clancy tags and moves to third. Krause tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a line drive into right field. Musel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Musel. Clancy scores. Krause scores. Hunfield moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kernick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Musel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Musel for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dugan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-1 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dugan moves to second. Two outs. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shocker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs bunts for a single. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Combs moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs scores. Gehrig moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Krause to Combs. The throw back to home, and Gehrig is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field. Ruth picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ruth. Hunfield moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Dugan strikes out. One out. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Benny Bengo. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shocker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Collins now catching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Ward is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clancy bunts towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 2 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clancy moves to third. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krause. The throw from Collins and he is safe. Krause steals second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 3 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 3 in the game. Ruth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaum hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. It's Yankees, 4, White Sox, 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musel. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Musel steals second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and has Musel trapped. There's the throw to Ward who tags Musel for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Pascal pinch hits for Urban Shocker. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Combs bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 4 in the game. Koenig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. We'll see more now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-4 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehrig bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Ruth moves to third. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-4 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Dugan. Com moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-4 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Com moves to third. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Dugan hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Julie Wera pinch runs for Joe Dugan. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins strikes out. One out. Will Seymour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Gazella now playing third base. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Collins juggles the ball. That's an error on Collins. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ward bunts in front of the plate. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. Falk moves to third. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krause is walked intentionally. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 0-for-5 in the game. Kernick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Ruth bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Kernick moves to second. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehrig is walked intentionally. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Musel strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kernick moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. Mike Gazella is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gazella takes first base on ball 4. Kernick scores. Gehrig moves to third. Lazzari moves to second. It's 5-4, Yankees. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause fires to third and they've got Gehrig trapped. The throw back to Krause who tags Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hunfield hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Nays pinch hits for Willie Com. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-5 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone pinch hits for Bill Barrett. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.